Thanks for joining me. Tony Shepherd, Chairman of the SCG Trust, Chairman of the GWS Giants, one of Australia's leading businessmen, has been named in that Australian article where the Chairman of the AFL Commission, Richard Goyder, has also been named, talking about the road out for big business. It's great to have you available to me. Tony, thanks a lot for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure, Dwayne.
So talk me through this, because you guys are talking about, you know, maybe the Prime Minister revisiting his six-month lockdown statement and looking at a road out that might be a little earlier than that, perhaps.
Yeah, I think what we're really suggesting is this. Look, we've got to rely on the experts here. We've got a terrific chief medical officer federally, brilliant guy. And so we don't do anything that's not safe, but we should start looking at how do we progressively get re-engage the economy, you know, on a sector-by-sector basis, but making sure we've got the protocols and the procedures in place to protect people. Because we just can't go on indefinitely in a shutdown, because the economic impact is going to be absolutely disastrous. The other thing that I stress, and I think Richard supports very much, is that we should be vulnerable, because that's where the deaths are going to occur, and we should make sure that they're properly quarantined and their emotional and physical needs are all looked after. Yeah, I think that's very important, you know, protocol that we should have as a guiding principle.
Just lost you for a second there, Tony, but you were talking about the elderly being well and truly looked after, yeah?
Yeah, I think we need to make sure that they're quarantined and their physical and emotional needs are looked after. And because they're the ones that are most susceptible to this terrible
virus. Vaccine might be a long way off. So in that article, the statement is Australia needs to prepare for a reopening of the economy without a coronavirus vaccine.
Correct. And that's absolutely true. And, you know, because if we wait around for 12 or 18 months for a vaccine, you know, the economy will go into total, you know, rigor mortis, basically. So we've got to try and find a way to keep going. Some sectors are going. Construction's going, resources is going, agriculture is going, manufacturing is going, and freight and transport's moving. So that's great, because that is actually keeping us alive. So it would be on a case-by-case basis when it's safe to do it and with the protocols and processes and procedures in place.
So does the curve need to flatten to absolute zero in Australia, or is there a percentage of new cases, whether it be, you know, one per day or one, you know, you hate to put a number on the death rate, but if the death rate goes down to near zero, is that enough to relax the restrictions?
I mean, there's so many medical experts out there and an amateur like me, I don't want to plunge into that. But I guess what I'd be saying is, the chief medical officer said on the 3rd of April, look, we need another 2 weeks of an incubation period, so that's the 17th of April, to see whether the curve is actually flattening or going down. And I think we'd wait to see what happens then and what he says we can do after that. But I guess we need to watch that and watch that carefully. And if we sort of opened up the part of the economy that's closed now and there was an upsurge again, well, you'd have to shut it down again, and that's the risk you take. But I guess we're saying is open it on a case-by-case basis. Be very, very prescriptive about the procedures and processes when you're opening something, and monitor it very closely. And if it shows that it's not working or the numbers are going up again, well, then close it down. And we know that we just can't do that in that part of the economy.
So that's
so
the road
out. It's really
out.
A case-by-case basis. Case-by-case, and it's incremental. It's not like the whistle blows and everybody's back,
yeah,
and the restaurants are full and the bars are full and all the stadiums are full. No, you can't do it that way. You've got to do it progressively.
So at what stage of the incremental relaxing does the AFL feel that it's probably go time? You're part of the road out for the AFL decision as well. And, I'm thinking of a road out in 2 to 3 months. Obviously, the NRL's gone for 6 weeks. But, yeah, the road out for the AFL, how do you see that?
Well, look, firstly, the AFL and its clubs have made it very clear that the health and welfare of the players, the staff, the fans and the general community is the number one priority. So we won't move on, say, playing in closed stadiums until such time as the experts and the authorities say, yes, you can, and these are the procedures and processes that you need to put in place to protect the players and the essential staff that are involved in playing in a closed stadium. And that would be the same for the SCG and for the Giants. You know, we would open and play for closed games, provided that the authorities in New South Wales, in this case, said, yes, you can go ahead, but on this basis. So we'd wait for them to, you know, say, yeah, this is fine to go ahead. I think it's important that it, you know, happens. And if you recognise just the gigantic economic contribution of the AFL, forget about the emotional impact and how many of us are crazy about the game and it sort of sustains us in an emotional sense. But the economic contribution of the AFL nationwide, directly and indirectly, is some $7.6 billion a year. And it employs directly or indirectly some 50,000 people. So this is, put aside sport and what have you, this is a big business which has a big impact on our economy, not just on our emotional satisfaction and keeping us all balanced in a very difficult period. So it will be good to get it back, even if it's in a closed stadium environment.
And so are you confident?
I'm reasonably confident. I think the numbers appear to be heading in the right direction. But, you know, again, we've just got to wait till the experts say, yes, that is true. And, you know, probably a couple of more weeks and we'll know that one way or another. And therefore, I think you should start seriously looking at, well, can we start the AFL again in a closed stadium environment? I don't think we definitely wouldn't be going down the rugby league route, which is set a date and then work to it. I think we'll be more reliant on what the experts say and when it's safe to do, you know, if we can get back in, you know, July or something like that, I think that would be great.
Talking to Tony Shepherd, chairman of the Giants, the border restrictions do or don't need to be relaxed? They probably do, even though WA is saying there could be an exemption for AFL players to be treated like fly-in, fly-out workers.
Yeah, look, I think the border restrictions, I can understand why states have put them in. And, I think they have worked, particularly in, you know, states that are remote, like, you know, Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania. But I think, again, on a case-by-case basis, we've got to have the focus on getting the economy going and keep it going as much as possible. And if we can do things safely and with proper process and procedures, like we do with the FIFO workers, then, you know, sure, we can extend it to the AFL and to other codes because we've got the procedures and processes in place to make sure that it's safe.
Do you like the quarantine hubs idea? 3 six-team hubs or two or one?
I'm scared about that. Well, look, I come from the construction sector, and the construction sector's put in, you know, enormous protocols and procedures to split the workers up, keep them apart and, you know, all that sort of thing. And also in the resources sector, done the same. I have a sort of an inbuilt nervousness about creating a hub where you have three or four teams all located with family, staff and what have you. I mean, unless you can, you know, absolutely ensure that nobody else is coming in or out, you know, they could be a bit of a cruise ship in the making, if you know what I mean. So
yep.
I have a little bit, I worry about that in a practical sense, is that how can you keep that coterie of people together in one area and ensure that, you know, they're monitored carefully, any sign of problems, the person's kicked out, and that nobody comes in or out so that you don't, because in that controlled, you know, concentrated environment, I think the risk of cross-infection increases. But again, I'd rely on the experts' advice there. But yeah, I just think, instinctively, it seems like it could be a riskier environment.
So you think just travelling as per a normal round of football might be a preferred option, even if we have to charter flights?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I think so. Look, I think on flights, it's been shown that charter flights, you know, where the planes have all been properly cleaned and all the staff, flight staff are properly monitored and what have you, and the players are separated, it seems to be safe and we haven't had any issues with that. So it's I think, yeah, sure, charter flights, I think, again, with the right protocols and procedures, are safe. I'd take one, and I'm a hypochondriac, and I'd take one.
Tony, the clubs aren't in trouble at this point because we hope that we're going to get football back, but there must be a point. You mentioned how big an employer the AFL is, and there would be a point where people just won't get their jobs back. And that is a major concern, isn't it, obviously, with such a big employer like the AFL.
It is. It's an economic impact would be absolutely massive, and the emotional impact would be massive. I mean, during world wars, depressions, recessions, GFCs, SARS, World War II, Great Depression, I mean, AFL, it was an uplifting experience which kept, you know, the whole of society going. You know, some of the great football clashes, you know, of the history of AFL took place during the Great Depression, and it was what, you know, and there's all 30% unemployed at that rate at that time as well. So it was important emotionally. So we've got to not diminish the psychological impact too of not playing.
And do we have to, or our government and you in a position of power with the AFL as well, and big business, have to make a decision on what's best for Australia? Because there, some people have an ethical problem. If we are zero with our death rate here in Australia and we get it all under control and we're down to zero, and yet there's still massive amounts of deaths overseas, to be playing sport in those circumstances?
Oh, no, I don't think there's an ethical issue there. I think if we've got it under control and we can play sport safely, I mean, I don't think it's a time for virtue signalling. A plane arrived from Wuhan overnight in Sydney with $80 million worth of medical supplies. I mean, we've got to keep going. You know, the world is connected. We live in a global economy. You know, I think closing our borders internationally has been a very good move and absolutely slowed down the whole process dramatically, which I think is great. But, you know, I think if we want to get on with life, and we can get on with life safely, I absolutely emphasise that. If we can get on with it safely with procedures and protocols, then we should do so.
Tony Shepherd, Chairman of the SCG Trust, the Giants, one of Australia's leading businessmen, been good enough to join me. One last one, Tony. Your CEO, David Matthews, spoke this morning on SEN about private ownership in the AFL. How are you placed with that possibility?
Oh, well, all these options are always on the table. We have, I mean, the AFL is one of the few examples in the world of socialism which actually works. It's a membership-owned model, and it's worked very successfully for a long time. But, you know, we should always be prepared to look at other options. But I guess at the Giants at the moment, our focus is on keeping the team together, keeping them fit and healthy, and winning the grand final in 2020.
And if you had a message out there for footy fans, what would you say?
Be patient. Stick by your individual clubs. They need your support. They need your support, not just financially, but emotionally. And be ready for the kickoff when we get going, because we will welcome you all back with open arms. But just support your club. I think it's very important that us AFL fanatics each support our club.
Tony, I admire your work, always have, and it's great for me to have you on. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Dwayne.
Tony Shepherd, Chairman of the SCG Trust, the Giants, and he's been involved in big business for quite a while. Your calls on that, 1-300-736-736. I think our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is also going to be talking in the next 30 minutes as well, but we'll take a few of your calls. Before that, Eric in Doncaster, hold the line. We're coming to you first. You're with Dwayne's World.